Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There's a place in Sacramento's Oak Park neighborhood where time just seems to stand still, especially if you're in the mood to grill your own steak while sipping on a signature drink to the soothing beats of a meticulously curated playlist or live music. The place is Butterscotch Den, and one of its signature cocktails, the Freezer Martini, was even spotlighted in a national magazine a month ago as being one of the best in the United States. Lindsay Nader and Trevor Easter are the owners of Butterscotch Den, a grill-your-own steakhouse that used to be known as Arthur Henry's, and they join us in studio today to talk about creating an atmosphere where generations feel comfortable colliding. Welcome to Insight.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
this is awesome.
So much.
Well, I just want to start by getting to know the both of you. I mean, Butterscotch Den is not the only restaurant you run in town in Sacramento. What brought you to Sacramento in the first place?
Oh, sure. We came up here. We were living in Los Angeles. We both had great jobs working for other people. And I think we just kind of hit that point in our life where we had worked really hard, accrued a ton of knowledge, and we decided, let's go to a smaller market and start our own business. And so we came up here. We had just had our daughter, who was almost one. Mm-hmm. And Los Angeles was just too much of a grind. We wanted to have more family time and be closer to Trevor's parents. And so that's what brought us up here. And we reunited with our partners now, the DeVere White family, which Trevor had known many years before.
Yeah, and they had famously had the DeVere's Irish Pub.
Yep.
And so we thought they were a great anchor for something fun and new in Sacramento. And we loved Los Angeles. But when we came here, we saw the trees. The city of trees. We saw a wonderful emerging food and cocktail scene and a great coffee scene. And we thought we could fit here. This could work.
Yep. Sold. City of trees. So this hospitality group, I mean, is home to the Snug, Rochambeau, of course, Butterscotch Den, which is why the both of you are here. Can you peel back the curtain about the thoughtfulness into the aesthetic and the vibe that you're trying to create?
Yeah, of course. We see meeting up with friends and even leaving your home as an opportunity to experience something really cool. And most of the time when we eat and drink and get coffee, we're kind of in a hurry, or it's just to supply that need. And we wanted to create spaces that took you away, that you lost track of time. And so when we design and build these bars, we don't put TVs in them, and we make the sight lines a little bit more challenging so you don't see your car and think about going home, or, you know, think about the work you just came from. We want you to truly escape. And the way that we do that is we incorporate the entire experience, from the way the paper of the menu feels to the sonic quality of the sound to the way the service and hospitality is presented. And of course, we love delicious cocktails and non-alcoholic cocktails. Those are our thing. And so if you can kind of put all that together, people can have a memorable experience they want to share with others.
When it comes to the Butterscotch Den, you kind of already had the infrastructure in place. I've been to Arthur Henry's when it was still around, and it was a grill your own steaks place. Of course, you renovated it, and the vibe does feel a little different. When you first came across this restaurant, I mean, there's not a lot of these around. Was it an immediate let's do this? Or what was your initial reaction?
Yeah, I grew up in San Diego, where one of the most famous versions of this exists, called the Turf Club. And so I was familiar with the idea. And as we evolve past the COVID era of restaurants and the margins become tighter, we have to become more creative. And not only is this a really fun and interesting concept on the back end, but it's actually a different concept for us as a business as a whole. We don't have a full kitchen staff. And, you know, if anyone says that's insane, I would ever go out to eat and cook my own dinner, they're 100% right. It's totally insane. But we love the idea that we do the dishes and we provide the entertainment, and you have a bartender and we clean up after you, and it's great. And so for us, we looked at that concept as not only a way to move forward in the restaurant industry in these evolving times and adapting, but also honoring something that was historically relevant and quite popular mm-hmm. in America.
Yeah. Well, Lindsay, if someone's going for the first time and it's a new thing for them, and they're of that mindset, like, wait, what? I'm going to grill my own steak. I don't want to ruin it, especially if I'm paying for it. What are people in for?
Yeah, I mean, we're very attentive. Everyone on our staff is paying attention. They're welcome. They give the full rundown if you're a newbie or first time there. And so we're standing by ready to help you if you do need some help grilling. We try and just, we can see when people are uncomfortable, and we try and say there's no shame in this game at all. We're here to help you. And if you make it a mistake, we'll grab you another steak. We'll make it right.
You get another steak.
Yeah.
Good. So it's kind of foolproof. Part of this are your cocktails, non-alcoholic, but you are known for the Freezer Martini and the Butterscotch Old Fashioned. The Freezer Martini was in Esquire magazine as one of the best martinis in the country. You can get a bump of caviar for, I think, a couple bucks. Mm-hmm. What makes this martini different than other martinis at pretty much any other restaurant and bar?
Yeah. Well, I'll have to say, when I saw the Esquire magazine, I said a couple of bad words. I was like, oh, my.
Yeah.
That is amazing. You know, we find ourselves in this little bubble of Oak Park, and we think no one talks about us outside of that. And so to see that was incredible. The martini is so cool. It's a concept more than a drink. Everyone has a recipe. You go to someone's house and they'll tell you how they make their martini. And so for us, we wanted to introduce people to this idea of a freezer martini and also adapt the historical way that freezer martinis are made, which is primarily just very cold gin. And we adapted it to work for our region where we wanted to introduce it. And it was a very approachable, very delicious. The gin drinker loves it, but also the newbie to gin loves it. And that was what we considered it to be, the gateway drug for martinis. I should also disclose that our daughter's name is Juniper, so we take it very seriously.
Yeah, you take it very seriously. An important piece to the Butterscotch Den are live performances. Not only a great playlist when you walk in, but there are musicians there performing. How did this come into play, and what role does this play for the entire experience at Butterscotch Den?
Well, when we took the space over and flipped it, there was a stage built in, and it did have a grand piano. And we decided to remove the piano but still keep the element of entertainment as long as it wasn't the main draw. So for us, the scheduling of
talent... Like not being a venue.
Yes, exactly. So for us, the scheduling of talent is really just an accessory to the experience that's already created when you come into the Butterscotch Den. And we've had a lot of people reach out with interest, which is great. And we've worked with some people that have left us and come back. And so it's always kind of an evolving door of local talent, local artists that want to come in and just add that extra special sparkle to the experience.
What are some of the genres of music and types of performances that people can expect?
We have jazz every Tuesday and Thursday. They're incredible. Andrew Maloney Trio. And that's also it's not always the same three players. So sometimes we'll have a vocalist, or sometimes we'll have a different instrument that we didn't expect. So that's really fun, because guests do become regulars based on the jazz performances. They'll come back just to see who shows up that night. And then we do have Soul and Steady. They're an incredible DJ duo, also a husband and wife, and they play rocksteady, soul, oldies, and it's an incredible vibe. And they bring a lot of really cool people in through the door.
And you have a first Friday with Coco Lamar.
Yeah, we
or you
did.
Used to.
Yeah, and she was really the anchor to the entertainment. And she relocated down to Los Angeles. And so it's just not really, it doesn't make much sense. We loved having her there. And she certainly kicked it off. And she would do kind of a contemporary spin on like a jazz lounge singer, which is insane. Mm-hmm.
And Trevor, you have a background as a musician as well. So I would think that comes into handy when curating the type of experience musically you want for the restaurant.
Yeah. And my experience was, we were the reason people were coming to the venue. And it was this shift in mentality that we had to figure out, where does this fit in? Because on a perfect night in our mind, we would look at a dining room where people were rubbing elbows at the grill, holding a martini. But more importantly, we saw an entire spread of age, where we had, you know, older people with their kids, or our perfect scenario is a child bringing their parents and going, you've got to see this place, you'll love it. And if we can transcend age, we can really win there, and people can come there for celebrations and events no matter who you are. And so with that, we really wanted to have an eclectic sound experience. So to be able to go from jazz to 1970s funk soul to rock steady and sometimes hip hop, and you know, anything that feels comfortable in the room, that adds the experience we're in.
And there's also, I mean, our older demographic of clientele, they'll hear a song come on and go, oh my gosh, thank you. Wow, how do you know this music? Where have you heard this song before? So there's a definite appreciation for the spectrum of the music that Trevor curates.
Why do you think the Butterscotch Den transcends age and is a place where generations can just come together? I mean, that's a special sauce that you have to have.
Yeah, it's actually the art to it of going out and dining, the experience. I think a lot of it comes with, as humans, our appreciation for timeless things, timeless art, timeless experiences. And that is the balance and the thread that we're constantly tightrope walking on, is what is timeless and what, you know, is almost part of a bigger package where you just feel at home. I mean, we think of it as a third space, and our motto in our company is welcome home. And so if you come in and you can see something that speaks to you and your generation, that doesn't mean that's exclusive to that person. Maybe a 21-year-old comes in and is like, my grandpa used to have that artwork on his wall, or I love this old music. So we really think about the guests and the dynamic people who populate our city, and specifically Oak Park.
Yeah. Given that the Butterscotch Den has some siblings in Sacramento, you have Rochambeau, which is beer and wine, and the Snug, which is a bar. When someone goes from one to the other, they are spread across the city. Do you think they can sense a common theme or a common thread when they go to these places?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because sometimes it takes people a while to put it together, even if we're chit-chatting with someone and we're like, oh yeah, our other bars. And they're like, oh, I didn't know that, but gosh, that makes total sense. I think it's first and foremost the hospitality, the level of hospitality and the quality of the people that we employ. And we don't necessarily look for people that have come, you know, out of the Bay Area with this incredible pedigree as a bartender. We try and find people who are just authentically awesome human beings. And then we start from there. And I think that's one of the most important parts for how we operate all three businesses.
Yeah. And the through line for us, one of the biggest, most obvious through lines, is we're probably single-handedly floating the entire candle industry. Every one of our spaces is like unbelievably filled with real candles. And that to us is like one of those pieces we live and die by. So some people are like, that's why they're all really dark and vibey. And, you know, they're like, they're all similar in that way, but they all have their own character. And that's why we love the people who are like, I did all three in one night. It was so fun.
Hey, helping other industries thrive.
Absolutely.
Well, Lindsay and Trevor, thank you so much
for joining us.
This is a pleasure. Oh, my gosh.
Lindsay Nader and Trevor Easter are the owners of Butterscotch Den. It's a grill-your-own steakhouse that used to be known as Arthur Henry's, and it's located in Sacramento's Oak Park neighborhood. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight, as well as the Butterscotch Den. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. You can find that on Apple or Spotify or really wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music, this one, is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.